In the plains of Anatolia, tigers are on the prowl. For centuries, this part of Turkey has been home to traders and merchants, but never before on a scale like this. Keep Out Denim has been in business for the last 10 years. It's one of hundreds of companies collectively known as the Anatolian Tigers. It sells $17 million worth of jeans and jackets a year, many of them exported to hug the hips of young men and women in Western Europe. Chalal Hasnalchachi owns the company. He describes himself as a devout Muslim, but has no problem also being a purveyor of cutting-edge, even sexy fashion.
Of course, in our Islamic culture, we're not in the habit of wearing such clothes. We produce them for business. We understand the demands of our customers, and we produce them accordingly.
Next door to the denim factory, the Boydak Group produces furniture, part of a business empire with an annual turnover of nearly $2 billion. It too has large export markets, and so its executives have an ongoing interest in Turkey's openness to the rest of the world. They say they are not concerned by claims that the country's religiously conservative government is trying to undo Turkey's secular nature. Şükrü Boydak is the company's chairman.
These ideas come to mind because the people in our government are religious, but I definitely don't believe that Turkey will move to the right or become more Islamic. 75% of Turks don't believe in this, maybe even 90%.
The latest opinion polls bear that out. In November, a respected Istanbul think tank published research showing that while a greater number of Turks now identify themselves primarily as Muslim, the number wanting to see an Islamic government is going down. And in Istanbul, where Western brand names are now commonplace in the city's stylish neighborhoods, big business is telling the Turkish government to keep the country on its secular track and continue negotiating membership in the European Union. Güler Sabancı heads one of the country's largest conglomerates and is arguably the most powerful businesswoman in Turkey today.
We always tell that Turkey is a bridge, and it is true, Turkey is a bridge. It's a bridge for energy sources. Turkey is a bridge for cultural sources, for a lot of things. So that these are the reasons that I think when once we look at them together, I think both Europe needs Turkey, and I also call Turkey needs Europe.
Back in Kayseri, the Anatolian Tigers say they're so confident in their business success that even if Turkey doesn't eventually enter the European Union, they believe they'll continue to make good profits. At the denim factory, the owner told us that Europeans like to wear fashionable clothes, and the Anatolian Tigers now know how to make them. Simon Marks for VOA News in Kayseri, Turkey.